After Wrangell's landslide devastated its community on November 20th, the Wrangell Cooperative Association, or WCA, swiftly moved into action. They applied for federal assistance. Tribal Administrator Esther Athing-Reese says it felt surreal that she found out they received the disaster declaration. She says their persistence through the application process worked.
When we went through the process, we just kept hitting barrier after barrier. And I didn't really hold high hopes that we would get through this successfully. But what I was hoping was that even though it might be too late for Wrangell, it wouldn't be too late for our brothers and sisters across the state of Alaska.
Declarations like these are rare. It's only the fourth such declaration out of 574 federally recognized tribes in the whole nation. A statement from the White House says the funds from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, will aid Wrangell's tribe in addressing conditions caused by the fatal landslide. This can include low-cost loans to offset uninsured property losses and grants for temporary housing and home repairs.
As we're working through this process, we're thinking about Wrangell specifically, how we can help those who are impacted, how we can help clean up the beach below the landslide, but also working collaboratively with FEMA to provide a historic model for our tribal brothers and sisters.
Reese says they did request that all of Wrangell's community members be included in the disaster assistance, so not just tribal residents are included. The funds will also go to emergency protection and hazard mitigation measures.
We specified to FEMA that the community is on the traditional lands of the Shtikinquan, and the tribe wants to be able to help out all citizens. So in addition to individual assistance, we are going to be working on the debris removal from the beach below the landslide that was impacted, that has not been cleaned up yet.
She says WCA has a strong partnership with the city and borough of Wrangell. The landslide flowed over the highway and into the water about 11 miles south of the town. The city and the state cleaned up the debris to the high tide line along the beach, but anything below has not been removed. Reese says there are hazardous materials that pose a threat to residents, fish, and wildlife.
The areas around that beach have been historically significant for the Tlingit residents of the Shtikinquan. In 2018, our Earth Branch Department completely mapped that beach. It's an area that's rich in clams and butter cockles.
Reese says that although it was wonderful to work with FEMA, some of the program's aspects aren't necessarily tailored to Alaskan tribes. They are geared more toward large land-based tribes in the lower 48.
Current regulations don't take into account the importance of traditional subsistence foods. So, for example, if you had a member that had a freezer full of our wonderful foods from here on our land, then that was lost. The cost of the freezer would be covered, but not the cost of the contents, which is astronomically more valuable.
She says that Wrangell's tribe is trying to change regulations so that traditional subsistence foods can be covered under individual assistance for people impacted. She hopes this could benefit other Alaskan communities if they experience a disaster in the future. She says that Wrangell is a place of historic change. Traditionally, it is the lands of the Shtikinquan where the largest clans in southeast Alaska have lived. Reese says that tribal citizens have successfully fought segregation here, and they are trying to heal from the troubling memory of boarding schools.
Wrangell definitely has been a place of historic change, and I am really happy to be a part of just another piece of forward movement in this wonderful community by receiving this historic presidential disaster declaration.
The state of Alaska offers up to $42,500 in individual assistance. Now with FEMA assistance, the tribe can have access to up to twice that amount. She encourages Wrangell citizens who have been impacted to apply. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.